It was a valiant effort by the Wyoming Mustangs Saturday night against the top seed and undefeated Sioux City Bandits.
The Wyoming Mustangs trying to get a huge upset and shock the CIF world tonight. Wilson gets the snap. Lobs one off his back foot for Ridley. Over the shoulder catch. Touchdown. Rockets. Ridley again. We are all tied up at 27 apiece.
It was a seesaw battle, but Sioux City made just enough plays in the end to escape Gillette with a victory.
On 3rd and 7, Caldwell a throw. He fires over the middle. Pass intercepted by Xavier Spann right on the yellow Wyoming riding in the end zone. He gets across the 10, the 15, and spun down at the Wyoming 19-yard line.
In the aftermath, the Bandits are 6-0, and the 6-seed Mustangs have a 2-5 mark heading into the bye week. The Thunder Basin Bolt Boys soccer team fell in overtime to number 5 Sheridan 2-1. With the loss, Thunder Basin moves to 5-6 on the season overall, 4-5 in conference action. The regionals begin next weekend. The number 1 Thunder Basin girls soccer team continues to ball out as the Bolt shut out rival Sheridan to remain a flawless going into the postseason. The final count was 3-0. The Bolt girls have a perfect 13-0 record, and they have outscored their opponents in the regular season 63-2. The East Regional starts Thursday at Cheyenne Central. At the Campbell Track Qualifier in Gillette, the Thunder Basin girls took third place, winning 6 events. The Thunder Basin boys took fourth, winning 2 events, as Isaiah Halliburton won the 200 meters. The Campbell County girls had a nice showing, taking fourth place. For the Camels, Brianna Yunkin took first in the pole vault, and Naomi Moore won the triple jump. The Gillette Campbell boys finished 6th at the Gillette Qualifier. The 4A Track Regional is this Friday and Saturday in Laramie. That's sports on the Basin Radio Network.